In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30. All systems are attached.
Darren wants to talk about children's music.
A thought occurred to me.
Yeah.
I am not a genius like you.
No.
You're not in the presence of genius in the same way that I am, but there are several radio stations in this building with us, and I sit near some of the other guys, let's just say, and I was listening to their music. It's more about the music than the station itself.
Yeah.
And a thought occurred to me, which was a lot of popular music today is basically children's songs, just with better production.
You've only just noticed that.
Well, you know, we're talking about analyzing it. I've never sat down, spent a moment to analyze it. I'm just going, oh, yeah, that's a little jaunty number, this one. But it's like, it is the same thing that you would sing to your child when they were young.
A lot of them are just, they're not words, they're sound effects. It's like pass the parcel music.
Exactly.
And I've said this all along about certain kid sort of pop rock bands. There's a reason why they're only here for a while is because their fans don't grow up with them. They grow out of them.
Yeah, and then they just become a novelty thing later on when they're adults. Oh, I remember this song.
Yeah.
Can't believe I actually like that. You can't say that about Kashmir.
No, you can't. Just think 15 years from now, you'll be able to go and see that band who were big once called, what they'd be called in 15 years' time? The Spice Pensioners.
Well, I've told you before, I've said this before, I'll go on record and say I do have a soft spot for the Spice Girls.
Why would you volunteer that on the record?
I'll explain it one more time. When the Spice Girls came out, my daughter was about 3 years old.
Yeah.
And so I was a lot younger as well. This was 20 years ago, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So let's think back to 1997 when the Spice Girls came out.
96, July.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, close enough.
Yeah.
Think of who their demographic was. Young girls and men of a certain age.
Oh, and you fit that.
I totally fit into that. And my daughter loved them, so I kind of liked them more than I would have had I been maybe, I don't know, 18.
See, I didn't like them, and I went to college with one of them and studied with her for
did
a
you?
While. Yes, I did.
Which one?
I've gone on the record with that one.
Ooh, which one?
A Baby Spice.
Really?
Yeah, we studied at a performing arts college together.
All right.
Yeah, see?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and now we're both radio presenters.
That's true.
Yeah. Comes full circle in the end.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. True fact right there. And I still don't have a soft spot for them.
And you're taking me to task over liking the Spice
Girls. Yeah, but I just said I don't like them. And
okay,
I went to college with one,
right,
so I had a vested interest in one of them in a non-sexual way.
Zigga Zigga.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook or Twitter.